you so much for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. The African Development Bank has elected former Finance Minister of Mauritania, Sidi Tah, as its new president. Zambia's Samuel Maimbo emerged second in the final round of voting. Dr. Tah was elected by the bank's Board of Governors, comprising finance and economy ministers and central bank governors of the bank group's 81 regional and non-regional member countries. Dr. Tah will assume office on 1st September 2025 and becomes the ninth president of the Pan-African Institution for the next 5 years, following the end of the second mandate of the current president. Dr. Maimbo has since congratulated Dr. Tah on his successful election as the president-elect of the African Development Bank Group. A coalition of civil society organizations, CSOs, has expressed concern over the content and process of the proposed Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, describing it as lacking transparency, inclusivity and coherence. While acknowledging the urgent need for constitutional reform to strengthen Zambia's democratic institutions, the CSOs have criticized the current approach as fragmented and regressive, warning that the proposed amendments could exacerbate governance challenges rather than resolve them. Speaking on behalf of the 11-member coalition, Transparency International Zambia Executive Director Maurice Nyambe has expressed disappointment with what he described as the government's insincerity in its handling of the amendment process. Mr. Nyambe has also cast doubt on government's willingness to genuinely consider stakeholder feedback, despite recent statements by Justice Minister Princess Kasune that all public submissions would be taken into account.
While we firmly acknowledge the necessity of constitutional reform to consolidate our democracy, we are equally convinced that such a process must be transparent, inclusive and deliberative in order to be legitimate and sustainable. Fortunately, the current proposals and process fall short on all these fronts. Rather than addressing Zambia's long-standing governance deficits in a meaningful and cohesive manner, they offer fragmented, inconsistent and at times regressive changes that risk compounding existing weaknesses in our constitutional order.
Government, through the Rural Electrification Authority, RIA, and ZESCO Limited, has launched a $10 million transformational electricity subsidy under the National Energy Advancement Transformation Program in Iteji-Iteji District, Southern Province. The initiative aims to ensure universal access to electricity for all Zambians, bringing power closer to the people, regardless of geography or income level. Speaking during the launch in Iteji-Iteji District, Energy Minister Makozo Chikote has stated that the project aims to connect 560,000 households countrywide by 2026, bridging the 51% gap in reaching SDG 7 Vision 2030.
As we are rolling out the connection fee subsidy program under the $10 million is dedicated to making 23,695 new rural electrification connections. But it is an investment in people's lives. It is an investment in the people's lives.
And speaking at the same event, RIA Board Chairperson Bruce Jani has emphasized that rural communities are eager for electricity, necessitating solutions that bridge the gap to support rural electrification.
The authority in its strategic plan 2022 to 2026 realized that if we are to meet the target of 51%, we needed to accelerate last mile connections for on-grid connections as a strategy of resolving all identified on-grid barriers to increasing access rate. In being deliberate, the authority has prioritized affordability as the main challenge faced by rural communities in connecting to the national grid.
Meanwhile, ZESCO Limited Managing Director Justin Longo, represented by Director of Power Generation Ernest Banda, has stated that this initiative reflects ZESCO's collective commitment to eliminating energy poverty in every corner of the country and ensuring no citizen is left behind in the journey towards comprehensive development.
This initiative, otherwise known as the NIT, is a beacon of our collective commitment to illuminate every corner of our beloved motherland, Zambia. This is to ensure that no citizen is left behind in our journey towards comprehensive national development. It is to generate, transmit, and distribute electricity across this great nation.
Action Aid Zambia Country Director Fides Tembatemba has warned that austerity measures and aid cuts largely imposed under international financial conditions are worsening livelihoods in Zambia and across the region. Speaking during the National Public Dialogue on Financing for Development, Ms. Tembatemba has revealed that over 50 countries, particularly in the global south, are now trapped in deepening debt crises that are crippling national economies and forcing governments to drastically reduce spending on essential public services. She has explained that governments are being pushed to cut back on health, education and social protection in order to meet harsh repayment obligations, all while struggling within an unfair global economic system.
Over 50 countries, many of them in the global south, are trapped in different societies. In trying to make impossible repayment conditions, our governments are forced to cut critical public spending on health, education, and social protection, all while trying to survive in the economic situation. And therefore, dismissing this investment and from the local solution to the local context for the challenges Zambia is facing regarding financing for development.
This serves as the position of Zambia's CSOs on the matter and will be used as a basis of dialogue in a following meeting with the government.
Meanwhile, Tax and Education Alliance Project Coordinator Uchizi Ngulube has disclosed that in 2024 alone, lower-income countries paid about $138 billion in debt servicing funds that could have been invested in national development priorities. And Center for Trade Policy and Development Public Finance Researcher Robert Mwale has expressed concern that debt servicing continues to be prioritized over critical public spending, calling the trend regrettable and unsustainable.
And then when you look at this, what you're going to see is that because this is an obligation that the government must fulfill, you find that priority will always be given to debt service over critical spending that are required. So what you are going to see is that there is actually a downward trend in terms of expenditures to areas that may actually give us the development that we actually need.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Zambia's annual inflation rate for May 2025 has decreased to 15.3%, down from 16.5% recorded in April 2025. According to Zambia Statistics Agency Acting Statistician General Sheila Mudenda, on average, prices of goods and services increased by 15.3% between May 2024 and May 2025, primarily driven by price changes in both food and non-food items. She has highlighted that annual food inflation for May 2025 stood at 17.9%, a slight drop from 18.7% in April 2025. Ms. Mudenda has attributed the decrease to falling